From Heaven, a selection of words and wisdoms of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. This is the 310th episode of the program From Heaven. The aim of this program is to take some lessons from some anecdotes related to the life and the social interactions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. In this episode, we are going to review some accounts on the basis of a piece of hadith related from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Once Imam Ali alayhi salam said to Imam al-Hussein, in that he was the leader, he was the brave leader of the Muslim community. And then upon such remark, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam asked a question regarding his fate at the end. Then Imam Ali alayhi salam mentioned that, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was really knowledgeable of almost everything, and especially those things that the enemies of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam were really ignorant about them. And finally, Imam Ali alayhi salam indicated to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam that by God, the Umayyads will shed your blood, will kill you. However, they will never have any gain in making you separated from your Lord and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then upon such a remark, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam mentioned that it would be enough for him to leave this world, this transitory world, with a sound religious belief. And then Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam mentioned that he believes in whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to his prophet, that is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he never disagrees with whatever his father, that is Imam Ali alayhi salam, was reminding him. Now we find that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, not only he never rejected this, rather that whatever was mentioned by his father, Imam Ali alayhi salam, was right. And then, we understand that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was really submissive to the wills of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet Muhammad, and his father Imam Ali alayhi salam. From such an account, such a very short piece of account, we understand that accepting and endorsing whatever the good doers remind us is a kind of believing in whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recommended everybody, all of us, to consider in our social interactions. Another one is that when someone notices a very high quality, high personality trait in someone, we are expected, we ought to congratulate those people upon having those good and admirable characteristics. And what's important in this regard is that through asking questions and making those questions answerable by the ulama, by the religious scholars, we will have more insight regarding our own psychological and religious background. And in this case, humbleness counts a lot, because even if a person may be knowledgeable, when he sees a person more knowledgeable than him or herself, and especially some cases, for example, we find that the person notices a very highly qualified personality in his own circle. On the basis of Islamic teachings, such a person is expected to give the authority of taking major decisions to the person who is more knowledgeable than him. The same we see in the behavior and treatment of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam regarding his father. Alhamdulillahi alladhi Alhamdulillahi alladhi ja'alana من المتمسكين من المتمسكين بولايتي علي بن أبي طالب بولايتي علي بن أبي طالب والأئمة المعصومين والأئمة المعصومين عليهم السلام. Elsewhere, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, it's related that he was really very helpful to everybody. And what's important in this regard is that not only the Prophet Muhammad, but also other infallible imams were really appreciative of the character, of the unique character of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam. On the basis of an account, Imam al-Mahdi al-Salam, the 12th infallible imam, believes that if he would come, if he would appreciate the time of Imam al-Hussein al-Salam, he would be at his service throughout his life. The Arabic version of this piece of hadith is that وَلَوْ أَدْرَكْتُهُ لَخَدَمْتُهُ أَيَّامَ حَيَاتِي. If I find him, if I recognize him, I will serve him, I will be in his service, at his disposal throughout my whole lifetime. From this we understand that, giving help to people and to the righteous people is a good and admirable act aimed by our religious beliefs. And there's no question of the age of those people who are really more pious or more important or more eye-catching in terms of social significance and influence. And another one is that the depth of our look or the depth and width of our look shouldn't be confined to our immediate context. We have to be able to think more broadly than this. And finally, there's another frequent mention of inviting the believers to make themselves ready for the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, because in the time of the Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, we find that many people may wish to have an opportunity to be in the service or in the community of those people who have profound devotion to Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. From these items, we understand that even if a personality may be dead, such a personality or such a positive personality is expected to attract reporters, to attract other dignitaries to him or herself, and this isn't below one's identity and below one's dignity to be so enchanted with another positive personality. Well, we hope to have taken very important lessons in this regard from this episode of the program From Heaven. Thank you very much for listening to it. Allahumma arzuqni, Allahumma arzuqni, shafa'at al-Husayn, yawm al-Hurum. اللهم ارزقني شفاعة